upon my destiny, upon my purpose in this earth. Shake yourself.
We've been quickened together with Him, raised up together with Him, seated together in Him in heavenly places.
I've got news for you. Anything that Jesus says in this book, it's not false.
Some more of these guys, and they're going to be coming on the scene. We're going to see revivals. We're going to see things change.
Now, why can you be strong in the Lord? Because He's delegated authority to you. It's in Him. It's in Him.
The church needs to carry out the Great Commission of Christ. You better read it.
This is a short introductory video for the official website of Missionary Enterprises, Missionary Aid International. My name is Pia Gusset. We decided to do these short introductory videos at this location here for a specific reason. Number one, first of all, we're standing in front of we have behind us an armored tank, and it's not to promote war or anything like that. But it's to make emphasis or put emphasis on the realities of spiritual warfare that the church is in the midst of that seems not to know at this time and its implications. Number two, we're doing it outside because true missionary work, the true mission, the true nature of the church, which is apostolic, needs to be outside of the four walls of the church. Number three, this is at a strategic airport here in Oshawa, a historical airport. So I begin here today. I just want to give a little introduction to my testimony, how I got born again in 1994 at the age of 31. Long story short, I had my first big visitation in 2004 when the Lord gave me the word missionary enterprises. Shut up. My visitation. A few years after I got born again, I began to have a huge, insatiable hunger to read books, to study, to write many prophetic words, confirming all of that, that God was doing a work inside of me. I use the armored tank here for a specific reason. Even the word missionary, if you do a good research on the word missionary or missions, it's actually a military term. The word enterprises, it's a military term. The New Testament is full of military terms. The word equipping in Ephesians 4:12, the equipping of the saints, is a military term. Many words in the New Testament, besides the word warfare and armor and all that, there's military terms in there. And this website is going to bring it all that out. With this website, I want to facilitate all of my research that I've done over the years to the words that the Lord has given me concerning this website. The first one was the word comprehensive. I've already done a little short two videos on that. And the other word that the Lord gave me through a brother was the word expose all. So this website is going to touch on a lot of subjects pertaining to the church today. Where she is, where she came from, and where she needs to be going in these last days. And I also want to put in this word right now concerning Oshawa, the city Oshawa. The Lord gave me this word. Now, this has to be believed in, because there's no man that can do this, that Oshawa will become eventually a missionary hub. Because Canada also, its destiny, according to God, not according to man, but according to God, is an apostolic nation. A missionary training sending nation. So I really believe you all get much out of the website over the years. The website will be really continually under revision. We'll be adding a lot of notes, new notes, many YouTube videos, and so much more. So I thank you for your time and enjoy the website, for your equipping, for the work of the ministry, for the edification of the body of Christ on this planet, which is the new race of the new Adam. Amen.